section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron P. Hughes, for this special episode about WrestleMania 26. We got to get right into it. You reported something last week about JR calling WrestleMania. It turns out that it was just a rumor.
Yes, that is correct. Rumors and wrestling go together like peanut butter and jelly. And, it turned out that, just was fabrication. So I guess Michael Cole is happy somewhere, you know?
Yes, he is sure. He is surely happy right now. You can tell that. So it's kind of disappointing because I'm a big fan of JR. I think he knows what he's doing when he's calling wrestling or calling the matches. But, oh, well, at some point you have to say goodbye, you know, in the business. First match that they're going to have, because we already know it's going to be the first match, Money in the Bank. We're going to have 10 participants who are going to just do some awesome moves. I predict Shelton Benjamin getting hurt, Evan Bourne doing something sick and nasty, and for some reason I think that, they're going to have someone stupid win it, so Jack Swagger's going to win it.
Yeah, my prediction actually is that Christian's going to win it, but if I had to pick a runner-up, it would be actually I don't know. I mean, I would probably say Kofi Kingston would be the runner-up. You know, like if I had to pick, you know, like this guy or this guy, it would be them two. So what about you if you had a second one?
Well, who should win it is a different story than who's going to win it. I think that Kofi should win it, and I think that he could actually main event. But it's not my call. Of course, it's the WWE, and they must know best. Moving on from the best match of the night, as we all know, we're going to have Show Miz versus R-Truth and Morrison for the Unified Tag Titles. Now, see, I don't care about this match, but I do care. Are they going to actually unify the belts so there's a belt for the tag team now, or are they going to just continue using the two for no reason?
You know, it's kind of interesting because I really, really feel you only need one women's belt. Since, you know, there's how many women on SmackDown? Like four, mm-hmm. You know, so do you really need a women's belt? But yet, tag team wise, which I think could be a big deal. You know, you have a tag team championship on Raw, have tag team championship on SmackDown. But instead, they unify this and they still have it as two different belts or, you know, four belts total. So I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I don't see this match as being anything stellar. They've really tried to build up R-Truth and John Morrison. But Show Miz is going to win. I mean, they're going to keep them in the same thing because they probably don't have anything else for Big Show. And I think this is probably going to keep him going. So,
yeah, still, I guess I look at this match and I'm like, all right, it could be good because, you know, Morrison and R-Truth can work and so can the Miz. And then you have Big Show. I'm sorry, Big Slow. It just gets annoying real fast with him. I mean, I think he's a great, great guy and everything, and he's funny, but he does not belong in this match.
I agree. So, next match to talk about, Rey versus CM Punk. If CM Punk wins, then Rey Mysterio must join the Straight Edge Society, which is a stupid stipulation. But I don't know. What do you think? Who's going to win?
Well, I can already tell you because it has to be Ray, because why have him being in the Straight Edge Society? It doesn't make sense. Unless somehow that's going to incorporate where Ray is with the Straight Edge Society and it deals with NXT. If they were to do something like that, that's a different story because that actually would be a great idea.
Well, to be honest, I actually see CM Punk winning. The rumor was it was going to be hair versus mask, in which case Rey Mysterio would win because they'll keep the mask because it sells. You know what I mean? It's merchandising, mm-hmm. You know? So he would win. But I think that this could be a build-up to that match. And so I actually could see CM Punk winning because you have to have some heels win. And you have to have him win in, you know, rather shady ways. So I see CM Punk winning, but very shadily, you know?
Right.
So, let's talk about, I guess, the whole slew of main event type matches we have. Triple H versus Sheamus.
Don't care. Could care less about this match. In fact, when this
match... Who's going to win?
You know what's going to happen during this match? My sorry ass is going to get up, walk outside, light up a cigarette, maybe go on a little bit of a joyride, and come back. And hopefully, the past 20 minutes, nothing important happened. But, of course, it's Triple H and Sheamus, so of course nothing important is going to happen.
I actually see Sheamus winning.
Actually, Sheamus has to win, Aaron. There's no
he
way
he has to.
Because otherwise, what was the point of having him win the world title? He has to win.
Because he has not beaten anybody worthwhile. He has.
Nope. And the thing is, okay, you make him a world champion, and then this happens. And then he loses at WrestleMania. No, he has to win at WrestleMania. And he needs to continue the push that he was at, and then have him, of course, go down to the upper mid card, and then, of course, become a jobber.
Now, what about Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes, Ted DiBiase?
Honestly, it can be a great match. I think they've drug it on way too long.
Well, I don't think that they built it up properly, to be honest. But
they already had a match. They already had a match.
I know. That's the stupid thing. But okay, what's going to happen is Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase are going to they're going to be on the same page, and then they're going to have tension, and then they're going to fight each other, and then Randy Orton's going to capitalize. And then Randy Orton will probably win, more than likely. But to be honest, they should have Cody or Ted win. They really should. And they should have him win convincingly, so that way they can get that boost. So, but my pick is Randy. Mm-hmm. So what about you?
I'm going to have to go with Randy, too. Randy has to win. That's the thing.
I don't think he has to. I think he could lose, and it wouldn't hurt him. And it would help the others. But... I don't know. What about the next match? I mean, and this is the big also continuing with the big matches, HBK versus Undertaker, and it's win by pin or submission only, which is stupid. Basically, it's saying it's a no disqualification match, and it's career versus streak.
No, it's easy to me. You have to have Taker continue to win. There's no way you're around that.
Well, here's what my thought was on it, because I was actually kind of thinking that HBK might win. But here's the thing. HBK he's already solidified his career. He's already a quote-unquote Hall of Famer, and he has had a storied run in WWE. Him beating Undertaker, taking away the streak, isn't going to help him out at all. Now, if somebody younger, like let's say Sheamus defeated Undertaker, that would be different, because then for the next 20 years, you can say, I'm the guy who did it. Just like how Jericho can say, I'm the first unified heavyweight champion ever in WWE, first ever, Mm-hmm. He can say he defeated Stone Cold and The Rock in the same night. Mm-hmm. That's big. So Undertaker by a mile.
Oh,
so,
yeah. That's the way
that's
to do
my
it.
Opinion.
The sad thing is, I was just off daydreaming. I was like, what would be awesome if, The Rock and Stone Cold are on the same show, and then Chris Jericho comes out and be like, did I beat both of you on the same night? And it would just be hilarious. It just make me laugh. The other thing also, I guess we'll talk about it when we get to Jericho. Never mind. I'm skipping ahead. I keep wanting to skip ahead, dude. I'm sorry. It's just been one of those nights. I definitely the match that I want to see on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to it right now, Hart versus McMahon. And not Owen Hart, but Bret Hart.
Ooh.
Too soon?
Is that too soon?
I think that's a little too soon. I should have said that.
I don't know. 12 years is pretty long time.
You said yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm actually looking forward to it. I think this is going to be at most 10 minutes. I think we'll see how good or bad shape Bret's in. I don't think he's going to be in the greatest shape, dude.
I don't think so either. But does he win?
Well, basically the only reason that Bret came back was because he needed the money, but he also said he wanted to come back his own terms. I guarantee you, I already know what's going to happen. I already know who's going to win. Bret's going to win. Because
5 moves of death.
Can you name them? Can you name the 5 moves of death, by the way?
I can name 3.
Okay, what are they?
I can name 4 of them.
Okay, you got the elbow.
You got the elbow off the middle, the second turnbuckle. You got the Russian leg sweep. You got the holding up the legs and doing the kick to the abdomen. So that's the is that four or three? And then you got the sharpshooter. That's the fourth one or the fifth one, the final one. I don't know what the other one is, though. Do you know?
Wait. Say them again.
Elbow drop, Russian leg sweep, kick to the abdomen, sharpshooter. And there's one more, but, you know.
Oh, you forgot it. You forgot it, Aaron. I can't believe that you messed this up. You ready for it?
European uppercut?
Nope. It is a suplex into the Russian leg sweep, into the backbreaker, into the elbow off top rope, into the sharpshooter.
Well, he kicks him in the stomach, though. He always kicks him in the stomach. You know, it's like a teaser. Like, he'll open the legs and then kick him in the stomach. He doesn't do the sharpshooter, but...
That's halfway through the match he does that. But, yeah, he always starts off with the suplex, and then he does the Russian leg sweep.
So, anyway, Bret Hart wins with sharpshooter. You know, that's all she wrote, right?
Yeah. That's the only way you can end that match. There's no... And the thing is, in a way, I think Vince would try and screw Bret, but I also don't think so, because there might be a stipulation. If Bret's a smart guy, and I bet you he has some stipulation where, like, if Vince tries to, quote-unquote, screw him again... He gets a certain buyout or something along those lines. But I also think...
Well, and Vince is a businessman. Vince is a very, very cunning businessman. And he's not gonna do it. I mean, he did it originally because it gave him an amazing storyline about being this, you know, hardcore boss. And then it went into the Stone Cold stuff, you know? So him doing it, it was... It meant something, you know? Mm-hmm. So... I don't see him doing that. I see it's going to be a clean match. You know, he's going to win by sharpshooter. So, but let's move on to the two main event or the two heavyweight championship matches. Edge Jericho.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay, Edge Jericho. Here's what I think is going to happen. He's going to go for the spear. He's going to code break him on one of the spears. And then I think what he's going to do is actually put the real lion tamer on him. Or I'm sorry. Not the Lion Tamer. It's called the Walls of Jericho. I keep forgetting about that. But anyways, he's gonna put the walls on Edge, and I think he's gonna make Edge tap. I don't think
he's gonna tap. I agree with you though, and I think Jericho's gonna win. To be honest, I really do. I really think Jericho's gonna win because they've pussified him. You know.
Yeah.
And so I think that Jericho is gonna win, and it could be cheap, but I think he will.
Yeah, so. I mean, there will be a spear or two in there. I think Jericho's going to try and do his own spear as well. I think it's going to be an awesome match. I really think so. And one thing I got to talk about Jericho for a second. I love the fact that he puts the NXT members in the true Lion Tamer with the one knee down. I love that. I had to bring this. I forgot to bring it up last show, but dude, I was so happy when Bryan Danielson put it in it, and then he put the knee down on his shoulder. I was like, oh my gosh, he really did it. He really did it this time. He actually put it on him.
He always pussifies it, you know. He always does basically a Boston Crab. I mean, that's all he does. He does a Boston Crab for everyone else. You know,
except for these guys, he put them in the tamer.
Yeah, he's showing them something. He's showing them something.
Oh yeah, so. Like this is how you take it.
Yes, I agree with you. Now, all right. So Cena and Batista.
Okay.
Which be the main event?
Unfortunately.
Who do you think's gonna do it? Who's gonna win?
I'm sorry, but you have to give it to Cena now. You cannot have Batista carry the belt because. Whoever wins at WrestleMania has to carry the entire company for the rest of the year. And I don't see Batista doing it, and John Cena has proven he can do it. Now, the other thing about Cena too, that, you know, I've talked to a couple of people about this, and we all say the same thing. When Cena doesn't have the belt on him, he looks funny. Like there's something missing. And yeah, he technically doesn't really need the belt anymore, and of course, you know, you can't wrestle. I don't know. Cena needs to win. And as much as I don't care for Cena, he puts the butts in the seats. And that's what really matters. And he can wrestle. I mean, he does have a problem with arm bars and hammer locks, but he can wrestle.
And I think that's what kind of separates us from other wrestling shows, wrestling programs, is that we understand. Now, look, we know that Evan Bourne, Matt Hardy, you know, they're probably, you know, two of the best wrestlers in WWE. You know, they should be top of the, you know, main, they should be main eventing. And Cena, who can't wrestle, should be a jobber. But the thing is, though, Cena has a swagger about him. You know, he has a personality. He has the it factor. Now, the fact that he can't wrestle doesn't matter. Hulk Hogan couldn't really wrestle. But the thing is, though, if you think back to, you know, your fondest memories of early wrestling, which many of us are, you know, in our, you know, 20s and 30s, and we think about Hogan being such a great wrestler. But the thing is, though, he wasn't. He nope. could wrestle with certain people. And, like, think about Ultimate Warrior, who, before I watched the self-destruction of Ultimate Warrior DVD, I had a completely different memory about the guy, okay? The thing is, it's not about whether or not they can wrestle. It's about what they do to bring this certain personality to life and, you know, to be larger than life. And Cena has it. Now, see, I do agree with you that Cena needs to win. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I do wonder if WWE is going to do a program where Batista wins and then Cena has to try and get the belt back. You know, he's working his butt off trying to, you know, with all these working through these stipulation matches, you know, trying to get the belt back. I wonder if they're going to do something like that.
That's a really good question, dude. I never even thought about that. I mean, you could do it and keep it, you know, have it go about 3 or 4 months, but at some point it's going to get kind of old. And, you know, I think the stuff with Batista right now is getting old. I could care less about it, really. I'm just waiting. I'm like, all right, so when is Cena going to get the belt back, and when is he going to start a program with Sheamus, is what I'm thinking, in all seriousness.
Well, I do agree that, you know, he'll probably start a program with Sheamus again. To be honest, I think what they really, really need to do is that they need to have real main eventers over the next couple of months. You know, to end WrestleMania with, you know, because the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, you're going to have Triple H, Sheamus, Cena, Batista. Gosh, I can't think of any other main eventers on Raw. I really can't. I don't know. Can you?
No, that's the sad part. That is really.
Who? Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. Well, he's not even a mid. Sorry. He's not a main eventer now. They put him down to a mid card.
No, he's still a main event. I mean, he still has the it factor. He's still a main eventer, in my opinion, he is. But the thing is, though, that's only five people. And if you throw in Big Show, let's say, you know, which he's kind of lost, I would put him as an upper mid card. But, like, let's say you put Big Show in there even. Six people? You're having six people go for this belt? That's it? Mm-hmm. That just, I don't know, it doesn't really, it seems like they need something else going, because those six people wrestling each other, that's going to get really old. It's going to get very, very old, you know? So it makes me wonder, because this match is supposed to lead WWE for the next 6 months. This match decides it all. So I don't know.
I already know what's going to happen, Aaron. I just figured it out right now. They have a pay-per-view called Money in the Bank, right?
Yeah.
Cena loses. The only way for him to get a chance for the belt again is to win the Money in the Bank ladder match, or just Money in the Bank match, and he has to win it. So he's going to have to win on the pay-per-view, and then he has a chance to cash it in at another point. That's what I think is going to happen.
I mean, it could be. I actually, to be honest, if I had to pick right now, I would say Cena, but, you know, it's not one of those, like, definitely Cena. There's no way that Batista can win. It's a 55% Cena, you know?
Right.
So, what about you? Who are you picking?
I'm going to have to go with Batista on this one.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see our win-loss for WrestleMania 26.
Yeah, I would love to see that. And you know what else I'd love to see is if you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. And some research and blogs have details. So what do you think about, what are you expecting for WrestleMania this year?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Looking at the card, it honestly looks like every match is a main event. It really does. With the exception, I'd say, like, Rey Mysterio and CM Punk and then Show Miz R-Truth. Every other match, though, is kind of a main event match. And so I'm expecting quite a bit from it, although I don't think it's going to deliver. It's not going to be one of the worst pay-per-views they've ever done or worst WrestleManias they've ever done, but it's not going to be in the top five, you know? It's not going to be as good as, like, WrestleMania 20, let's say.
That is true,
which
yeah.
Which is, I think, the best one I can think of in recent memory. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm expecting, you know, greatness, but to be honest, I'm really thinking it's going to be kind of like maybe a 6 out of 10, you know, give it like maybe a C plus.
I think depending on what's going to happen, Aaron, I think it's going to be, I'd almost say it could get up to an 8 out of 10, depending on certain matches. I'm actually looking forward to the pay-per-view. I mean, granted, there's going to be a bunch here. I'm going to have a bunch of people over. I'm actually still looking forward to it, though. And I haven't been looking forward to a WrestleMania in a while. And this is the first time I'm like, man, I'm actually looking forward to this pay-per-view.
Well, I agree with you. I'm looking forward to the pay-per-view also. I am looking forward to it because, you know, it's been hard to be excited about a pay-per-view since, you know, we did our segment about having way too many pay-per-views, you know, one every 3 weeks. So it's you know, I'm actually, you know, I think it's going to be worthwhile. You know, it's going to be worth the wait, in my opinion. But yeah. I'm conflicted.
It's going to be nice to actually watch a pay-per-view and not be like, oh, this sucks. You can actually say that there's going to be at least three good matches.
Yes.
And we'll have to tally up exactly who got most of the matches right. But we were talking about, just to let everyone know, we were talking about actually doing another show after WrestleMania and just doing, like, have that just only WrestleMania. We decided actually not to do that. We're gonna have an extra special long episode next week, and we're gonna talk about WrestleMania in depth and then where they're gonna go from there. So make sure you guys definitely gotta check out next week's episode. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be a long and it's gonna be a fun episode, and you guys will definitely enjoy it. You got anything else you want to add, Aaron?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, hey, I want to first off say thanks to my wonderful co-host, my bro, Mr. Aaron P. Hughes.
Thanks.
And, of course, I want to say thanks to all our listeners out there. And, of course, I want to say thanks to Section A6 for hosting the podcast and A6 Productions for editing the show. And until next time, I'll see you at WrestleMania 26.